This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris yesterday, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity. Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives for 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives. Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing response and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the 14th India-France CEOs Forum in Paris, reaffirming their commitment to strengthening business ties and fostering innovation. The forum brought together top industry leaders from both countries, focusing on key sectors like defense, aerospace, artificial intelligence, infrastructure, and sustainable development. In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's growing attractiveness as a global investment hub, emphasizing its stable policies and recent economic reforms. He spoke about opening up the insurance sector to 100% FDI, allowing private participation in civil nuclear energy, and simplifying tax structures to enhance ease of doing business. He also pointed out how regulatory reforms are making India's economic governance more trust-based and efficient. The Prime Minister invited French companies to explore new investment opportunities in sectors like defense, energy, aviation, space, fintech, and healthcare. He stressed India's leadership in emerging technologies such as AI, semiconductors, quantum computing, and hydrogen energy, urging stronger Indo-French collaboration for mutual growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also addressed the forum, underlining the importance of a global, inclusive approach to AI and innovation. He spoke about strengthening India-France and India-EU cooperation in key areas, diversifying production, and building resilient supply chains. He also emphasized new opportunities in clean energy, infrastructure, and defense manufacturing, highlighting the potential of the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. The forum reaffirmed the strong economic partnership between India and France, paving the way for deeper cooperation in business, technology, and sustainable development. Meanwhile, PM Modi also held a meeting with US Vice President J.D. Vance and his family in Paris. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed various subjects. He also expressed delight over joining them in celebrating the birthday of their son. A parliamentary panel has recommended setting up a mechanism to determine a minimum price for paddy residue, similar to the minimum support price for crops, to discourage stubble burning in winter. In its report tabled in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Committee on Subordinate Legislation suggested that these benchmark prices should be reviewed and notified annually before the Kharif harvest season. Unfavorable weather conditions combined with vehicular emissions, stubble burning, firecrackers, and other local pollution sources lead to hazardous air quality levels in Delhi NCR during winters. It is suggested that most stubble burning incidents occur in Punjab and Haryana. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Lam Research has announced major investment of over 10,000 crore rupees in India. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said it is one more milestone in India's semiconductor journey. He said it is a big vote of confidence in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's semiconductor vision. In Congo, at least 55 civilians were killed in an attack by militia fighters on a cluster of villages and a camp for displaced people in the Ituri province. Media reports said armed men from the Cooperative for the Development of Congo, or CODECO militia, attacked the Jaiba group of villages, which is also home to a camp for the displaced, in the province on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.